He couldn't leave her alone. He needed to find her. Then, well, he didn't know what they'd do next. Find Sazed, perhaps? Either way, Elend could do no more in Fadrick's. He moved to walk down the steps, intending to find Ham and Set. However, Yeoman caught his shoulder. Elend turned.
"I was wrong about you, Venture," Yeoman said. "The things I said were undeserved."
"You let me into your city when my men were surrounded by their own Kolos," Elend said. "I don't care what you've said about me. You're a good man in my estimation."
"You're wrong about the Lord Ruler, though," Yeoman said. "He's guiding this all."
Elend just smiled.
"It doesn't bother me that you don't believe," Yeoman said, reaching up to his forehead. "I've learned something. The Lord Ruler uses unbelievers as well as believers. We're all part of his plan. Here."
Yeoman pulled the bead of Atium free from its place at his brow.
"My last bead, in case you need it."
Elend accepted the bit of metal, rolling it over in his fingers. He'd never burned Atium. For years his family had overseen its mining, but by the time Elend himself had become Mistborn, he'd already either spent what he'd been able to obtain, or had given it to Vin to be burned.
"How did you do it, Yeoman?" he asked. "How did you make it seem you were an Allomancer?"
"I am an Allomancer, Venture."
"Not a Mistborn," Elend said.
"No," Yeoman said. "A seer. An Atium misting."
Elend nodded. He'd assumed that was impossible, but it was hard to rely on assumptions about anything anymore.
"The Lord Ruler knew about your power?"
Yeoman smiled.
"Some secrets he worked very hard to guard."
"Atium mistings," Elend thought. "That means there are others, too. Gold mistings, electrum mistings. Though, as he thought about it, some, like aluminum mistings or duralumin mistings, would be impossible to find because they couldn't use their metals without being able to burn other metals."
"Atium was too valuable to use in testing people for allomantic powers anyway," Yeoman said, turning away. "I never really found the power all that useful. How often does one have both Atium and the desire to use it up in a few heartbeats? Take that bit and go find your wife."
Elend stood for a moment, then tucked the bead of Atium away and went down to give Ham some instructions. A few minutes later, he was streaking across the landscape, doing his best to fly with the horseshoes as Vin had taught him.
Each hemologic spike driven through a person's body gave Ruin some small ability to influence them. This was mitigated, however, by the mental fortitude of the one being controlled. In most cases, depending on the size of the spike and the length of time it had been worn, a single spike gave Ruin only minimal powers over a person. He could appear to them and could warp their thoughts slightly, making them overlook certain oddities. For instance, their compulsion for keeping and wearing a simple earring.
75. Sazed gathered his notes, carefully stacking the thin sheets of metal. Though the metal served an important function in keeping Ruin from modifying, or perhaps even reading, their contents, Sazed found them a bit frustrating. The plates were easily scratched, and they couldn't be folded or bound. The Chondra elders had given him a place to stay, and it was surprisingly lush for a cave. Chondra apparently enjoyed human comforts. Blankets, cushions, mattresses. Some even preferred to wear clothing, though those who didn't declined to create genitals for their true bodies. That left him wondering about scholarly sorts of questions. They reproduced by transforming mist wraiths into Chondra, so genitals would be redundant. Yet the Chondra identified themselves by gender. Each was definitely a he or a she. So how did they know? Did they choose arbitrarily? Or did they actually know what they would have been had they been born human rather than as a mistwraith? He wished he had more time to study their society. So far, everything he'd done in the homeland had been focused on learning more of the Hero of Ages and the Terrace religion. He'd made a sheet of notes about what he'd discovered, and it sat at the top of his metallic stack. It looked surprisingly, even depressingly, similar to any number of sheets in his portfolio. The Terrace religion, as one might have expected, focused heavily on knowledge and scholarship. The world bringers, their word for keepers, were holy men and women who imparted knowledge but also wrote of their god Ter. It was the ancient Terrace word for to preserve. A central focus of the religion had been the histories of how preservation, or Ter, and ruin had interacted, and these included various prophecies about the Hero of Ages, who was seen as a successor to preservation. Aside from the prophecies, however, the world-bringers had taught temperance, faith, and understanding to their people. They had taught that it was better to build than to destroy, a principle at the core of their teachings. Of course, there had been rituals, rites, initiations, and traditions. There were also lesser religious leaders, required offerings, and codes of conduct. It all seemed good, but hardly original. Even the focus on scholarship was something shared by several dozen other religions Sazed had studied. That, for some reason, depressed him. It was just another religion. What had he expected? Some astounding doctrine that would prove to him once and for all that there was a god? He felt like a fool. Yet he also felt betrayed. This was what he'd ridden across the empire, feeling elated and anticipatory to discover? This was what he'd expected to save them? These were just more words, pleasant ones, like most in his portfolio, but hardly compelling. Was he supposed to believe just because it was the religion his people had followed? There were no promises here that Tyndall still lived. Why was it that people had followed this or any of the religions? Frustrated, Sazed dipped into his metal mines, dumping a group of accounts into his mind. Writings the keepers had discovered, journals, letters, other sources from which scholars had pieced together what had once been believed. He looked through them, thought of them, read them.